Welcome to the Kitchen Counter Podcast, episode 151. Let's cook semolina gnocchi. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading and listening to this episode of the show. I'm Roger, your host, and this is the podcast that's all about home cooking, getting in the kitchen, learning new things, having fun, getting more confident, all that kind of stuff. That's what we're all about here, and I'm so glad you're joining me today. Today, we're doing another Let's Cook episode. So a couple episodes ago, or maybe it was just the last episode I did, I mentioned in 2020, I'm going to continue on and keep doing these live cook-through episodes that I'm calling the Let's Cook episodes, and hopefully I'll be able to put out even more this year than I did last year. So to that end, today I'm bringing you another Let's Cook episode, and today we're making semolina gnocchi. I'm going to talk a bit more about that in a minute before I turn it over into the actual cooking portion of this show. Of course, before I get there, I want to mention a couple of things. First of all, the show notes for this particular episode, if you listen through and you want to get the recipe for the semolina gnocchi, you can head over to kitchencounterpodcast.com/151, just the numbers 151. That'll get you to the show notes for this episode where I have put the recipe. I've also stuck in a couple of pictures and a video and things like that that'll be helpful for you if you're going to tackle this dish. Also, I mention this every show, but if you'd like to get in touch with me directly, you certainly can do that by sending an email over to feedback@kitchencounterpodcast.com. That'll come right to me. Love getting your emails. I try to read and respond to all of them. Sometimes I'm a little slow and I apologize, but I do try to get around to everybody, whether I'm writing you back via email or talking about your question or your email on the show. You can also head over to Facebook if you're interested in joining a more interactive community around the folks that listen to the show, and that would be the Kitchen Counter Coffee Break Facebook group. Just head over to kitchencounterpodcast.com/group, and that'll take you there where you can ask to be let in. It's a private group. What else? I won't bore you with all the details on that stuff, because if you go to the show notes, like I said, kitchencounterpodcast.com/151, I've got links to all this stuff in the bottom page of the show notes. So if you want to find social media, if you want to find where to subscribe or listen to the show, maybe you just found me on a web browser and you want to listen to Apple Podcasts or iHeartRadio or Spotify or something like that, I've got links on where to find all that good sort of stuff. So definitely head over to the website and take a look at that. Okay, so I also mentioned last episode, I think it was, that I'm going to be doing a show dedicated to pasta very soon, and this is not that show. Semolina gnocchi is not really pasta in the technical sense, but it's certainly pasta adjacent. So if you're looking for the pasta episode and you feel like, what is he cooking today? This isn't pasta. Don't worry, that's still coming, but this is a kind of a fun, sort of a different dish that I certainly don't see very often, and I don't see it discussed very often. And it's not a difficult dish, although it does take a little bit of attention to pull off, but it can be a very impressive dish. It's very rich, very delicious. It's a wonderful first course or a side dish for a brunch or perhaps a dinner party. My wife and I cook it occasionally, and we'll just eat it as is for our main course for dinner, and it's perfectly good for that as well. Now, I don't want to steal past Roger's thunder because he's going to talk about this in the show in a second. But if you heard gnocchi and you're thinking, oh, I've always wanted to learn how to make gnocchi, this is probably not the gnocchi that you're thinking of, which would be like the little flour and potato dumplings. That's not the type of gnocchi we're making here. This is more of a, I guess, if I had to pick something to describe it like, it would be sort of a baked polenta dish would be the closest analog that I can think of. So that's what we're getting into today. And I refer to it generally as semolina gnocchi throughout, but it's also commonly referred to as Roman gnocchi or gnocchi alla romana. So there you go. All right, that is going to be it for me for now, for future Roger. I'm going to kick it over to past Roger, who's in the kitchen ready to take you through this great, great dish, semolina gnocchi. Enjoy. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the kitchen. Roger here. Today, we're going to be doing a Let's Cook episode, and we're making semolina gnocchi, also sometimes called Roman gnocchi. Now, this is a little bit different than the gnocchi you might be expecting. Oftentimes, if we're familiar with what a gnocchi is, we're thinking of those little pillowy Italian dumplings that are made with some sort of a combination of flour and potato, possibly, rolled into little balls, little dumplings, and cooked in liquid, and then served with some sort of a sauce. That's certainly a very popular form of gnocchi. This is a little bit different. Semolina gnocchi, as the name implies, is made with semolina flour, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But this is more of a baked dish. It's something really more akin to a polenta sort of a dish, where we're going to be making a creamy wheat mixture that we're going to chill in the fridge and then cut into shapes and bake. Now, that being said, this recipe does have three distinct steps, and there's going to be a few moments where I'll edit out some inactive time. So just to give you a heads up before I go through the actual ingredients and get started on this recipe, the first portion of the recipe is cooking the semolina mixture, and then there's going to be some inactive time where we've got it chilling in the fridge for about an hour. And then the second part will be cutting them out and putting them into a baking dish and then popping them into an oven, which there'll be a little bit inactive time, about 15 or 20 minutes. I'll edit those portions out, but I will let you know when they happen. So if you're following along, or if you want to recreate this recipe, you'll kind of know it wasn't beginning to end without editing. There were a couple of parts that were cut out. Also, future Roger will tell you what episode this number will be. So if you want to find the show notes and, of course, the recipe for this, he'll have already told you where to find that. This is a really fun recipe to make. It's different, like I said, from the more labor-intensive type of pasta gnocchi that you're thinking of. And it's kind of an impressive dish that works great as a starter or a side dish. You can do a lot of different flavor profile things with this, and we'll talk about that in a minute. This is a recipe I actually learned. I think I might have mentioned Ruby Lewis before on the podcast, but she used to own a pizza restaurant in Albany, Oregon, and she would offer cooking classes, and I think my wife and I both went to this one, where she was making different types of gnocchis, and one of them was a semolina gnocchi, so we learned to make it there, and we've made it several times since, and it's just a fun recipe, and so I thought I would share it with you. So everything I'm talking about here in the recipe, I pretty much learned from Ruby, so this is her recipe, but I will put it into the show notes so you've got it. Okay, so for ingredients, and this is for about four servings. We're going to be using a quart of whole milk. That's 4 cups of whole milk. We're going to be using 1 cup of semolina flour. We have 1/4 cup of melted butter, and you're going to want about 4 more tablespoons of melted butter divided. We're going to use that later when it comes to baking the gnocchi. I've got 1/4 cup of grated Parmesan cheese that I'm going to use in the mix here, and I've got 1/4 cup that I've set aside that we're going to use when we're baking. Here I've got 3 egg yolks, yolks only, lightly beaten, and then salt, and I've got some fresh nutmeg I'm going to grate into the mix as we go. So I think that is enough to get us started. As far as equipment, you're going to need a few things. You're going to need a medium to large size saucepan, because we're going to bring the milk to a boil over medium heat in that saucepan. And that's going to be the main vessel where we're working with our mixture. So you want to make sure you have one that's, when you put your 4 cups of milk in it, it's probably less than or about half full, because as you add the semolina in a little bit, it's going to expand. So you want to make sure you have plenty of room in your saucepan. I've got a 9x13-inch baking dish, which I'm going to use to chill the gnocchi in. And then I've got another slightly smaller baking dish that I'm actually going to use to bake the gnocchi in. Also, I've got a silicone spoon here, a silicone whisk, and a spatula that I can use to sort of flatten out the gnocchi when I pour it into the dish. Okay, so I've got the milk here on medium, just a little bit under medium heat, keeping an eye on it. It's almost coming up to a boil. I'm just giving it a stir every once in a while with the whisk, just to make sure that skin doesn't form on top. Not a big deal if it does, just mix it back in. But keeping an eye on that. The way this is going to work, it's going to go pretty quickly once it does go. As soon as that milk comes to a boil, I'm going to start pouring the semolina flour in bit by bit while I'm stirring, and it's going to make kind of a thick batter in a way. It's going to look a lot like you're cooking polenta or grits or cornmeal or cream of wheat, actually, is probably the closest comparison. Because while this milk is coming up to temperature, I'll just talk about semolina flour really quickly. Semolina flour, the kind you want, is going to be made from durum wheat. And durum wheat is quite high in gluten, and it's actually a very good flour to use for making pasta. So if you want really good, high-quality pasta, oftentimes using a semolina flour will do you right. It's a durum wheat, and the semolina is more about how the flour is processed than what it's made of. So a semolina, I'm just picking a little bit up in my fingertips, it has a very sandy texture. It feels like sand. So, you know, regular all-purpose flour, when you put your fingers in it, it's got a very powdery, soft, I mean, you don't feel any grit almost at all in all-purpose flour. But this, I can definitely feel the grit. So it's flour that's been processed, or excuse me, it's wheat that's been processed into a flour, but not so finely that it's powdery. It's much more sandy in texture. Okay. Also a note about the eggs. If you've never figured out how to get just a yolk out of an egg, it's really easy. I'll find a video and just pop it into the show notes so you can see how that's done. But don't worry about it. It's super easy to do. I've got those at the ready here. So my milk is close. I'm just going to turn the heat up a little bit. Got a few bubbles breaking the surface. So we're just at a simmer. Now, I did cheat a little bit because when I was putting my mise en place together, which is all the stuff I just told you I have out and ready to go, I already had the milk in a saucepan simmering, and I just did that to kind of cut down on the dead time on the show so you wouldn't have to hear me stand here and think of witty things to say while I was trying to get my milk up to boil. And look at me, here I am anyway, standing here trying to think of witty things to tell you while my milk is coming up to a boil. So, hey, I tried. Okay, we're almost there. So I've got my semolina flour at the ready. Basically, how this is going to roll, I'm just going to pour in a steady stream the semolina flour into the milk. I'm going to be stirring constantly, and it's going to take about 5 or 6 minutes for this mixture to thicken up. I'm also stirring the milk occasionally here because I don't want it to sit and scald on the bottom. So I'm just keeping it in gentle motion here while it's coming up to a boil. You know, while I'm waiting for this milk, I'm going to plug another reason you want to do mise en place. And this is one of the big tips. And I know I've probably said this every time I've done a Let's Cook episode. But mise en place, which means putting all of your ingredients prepped and in place and ready to be used in the recipe, will up your chances of success if you're a new cook or if you're an experienced cook or whatever. It's going to up your chances for success anytime you cook, because this is a really great example in this recipe. Once I get going on this, I'm not going to have time to, you know, if I didn't have the eggs separated and lightly beaten in a little cup and ready to go, I'd have to stop and do that while my semolina is cooking on the stove. And I just don't have time to do that. It would likely burn or scorch while I was sitting there, you know, carefully trying to separate 3 egg yolks, right? So the fact that I have them in my setup here ready to go is a boon. Now, yes, it makes a little more cleanup work because I'm dirtying a few more little cups and dishes, but that's a great price to have to pay for just being a little more prepared and making sure that your recipe and your cooking doesn't get away from you, because the last thing you want to do is get in the middle of this, right? And then figure out that because you weren't ready, you didn't have your butter melted, you didn't have your cheese grated, you didn't have your eggs separated, whatever, that you have to start over. That would be a real bummer. Okay, so the milk is ready to go. It's up to a boil. I'm just going to stirring with my whisk, and I'm just taking my bowl here with the semolina, and I'm slowly pouring it in and stirring at the same time. It's a little bit of a pat your head and rub your tummy at the same time sort of a situation, but I'm just pouring in a little bit at a time, sort of constantly. I'm not stopping really in between, but I'm stirring the entire time, and I'm keeping the temperature up to where it was. You can probably hear the stirring. Because as this continues to stay at temperature and as all the semolina gets in there, That's all of it. And I'm stirring. It's going to begin to thicken up. And then, like I said, I'm going to let this go for about 5 or 6 minutes, stirring constantly. And then as we get closer, now this is becoming, I'll grab my phone here while I'm stirring and take a picture so you can see what this is going to look like at this stage. My whisk is getting a workout, this little silicone or nylon whisk, I guess, is getting a workout. But we're going to stir this and let this cook. And really, I'm going to actually put my whisk up and grab my silicone spoon. It's got a little more power and I can get everything scraped off the sides and off the bottom to keep it cooking. Now, if your gnocchi begins to stick to the bottom of the pan, you're going to want to regulate your heat, right? So mine just started, so I went ahead and I lifted it off the heat and I continue to stir. I'm going to put it back down on the heat. And I just kind of regulate, you know, down on the heat and then let it get back up to temperature, stir it, pull it off the heat for a few seconds so it doesn't start sticking again. And I just kind of do this back and forth. And this is at a texture and a consistency that's kind of like, it's almost like mashed potatoes, kind of a creamy mashed potato. So it's fairly thick. It would hold its shape if I dolloped it onto a plate right now. And where we want to get to this is to where this is starting to pull away from the sides of the pan and not sticking to the pan at all. So it's cooked in such a way, it's cooking down in such a way where it's starting to pull away from the sides and has a little integrity there. So we're just going to keep stirring. I've got a few minutes to go here. We're getting close. It's really starting to hold its shape as I stir it. It's almost forming like a ball in the middle of the pan. Now, once I get it to where it's really pulling away from the sides and not really sticking to the sides anymore. And, you know, by the way, while it's kind of in this intermediate phase, you really want to get it stir. You don't just want to, like, move it around in a circle so it's not touching the side. You want to turn it over and really get it stirred so everything gets incorporated really well, mixes up. But what we're going to do when we get right to the end and it's pulling off, we're going to put that melted butter in, and we're going to keep stirring. And then we're going to throw that grated Parmesan in here and mix it up. And that's going to be sort of the first phase of our semolina gnocchi. And it's very easy. I mean, bring milk to a boil, pour in the semolina flour, keep it on heat and stir for several minutes while it's forming up, add the butter, add the Parmesan cheese. And then the step we'll do after that is pour it into the pan into which we're going to put it in the fridge and chill it for about an hour. The great thing too is you can actually make this portion a day ahead, and when you put it into the fridge, you can actually do it about 24 hours ahead if you want. So if you want to make this part, and then if you're entertaining, for example, you can go ahead and pull it out, cut it into shape, and bake it, you know, when you're about ready to serve it. You don't need to do this portion, you know, while you have guests over. Okay. We're in good shape now. I'll take one more picture so you can kind of see how it is holding its shape a little bit better. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and add the melted butter in. Now I'm leaving it on a heat at this point because I want to get this incorporated. It's going to take a little elbow grease to stir it and get that butter incorporated into the gnocchi rather than just glazing it on the outside. So you want that incorporated very nicely. We're going to put the cheese in. I think I forgot to mention the eggs. And then we're actually going to put the eggs in after I take this off the heat and before I put it in the pan. Sorry about that. That's why you should always go to the show notes and just read the recipe too. Don't try to follow this by what I'm saying exactly, because sometimes I take shortcuts or omit saying things out loud. This is harder than you would think. Okay, the butter is nicely incorporated. I'm going to go ahead and put the Parmesan cheese in and stir that in.
That's only going to take a moment or two because this gnocchi is pretty dang hot. Now, I'm going to take it off the heat after I give it a few more stirs, and I'm going to incorporate the egg yolks into this. Now, I don't want the egg yolks to cook as soon as it hits this hot gnocchi. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to temper the eggs. And the way I do that is I just have a little teaspoon here. I'm going to take a little bit of this hot gnocchi mixture, maybe a teaspoon full or so, and I'm going to drop it into the egg yolks and mix it in really quickly. And what that'll do is that'll kind of bring those egg yolks a bit up to temperature. It'll temper them, right? So we don't have room temperature egg yolks hitting this hot gnocchi and just basically turning into scrambled eggs as soon as they go in. Okay, so I'm taking it off the heat, turning my burner off. Now I'm taking a teaspoon and I'm just taking a little dollop of this gnocchi and I'm putting it right into the eggs and just mixing like crazy. I'm just furiously mixing to temper those eggs, to keep them from turning into scrambled eggs when I get them into the gnocchi. That'll do it. Now, I'll take my silicone spoon and dish my eggs right in there out of the glass cup, and then I stir them in until they're nice and incorporated. And I don't want to slow down here. I want to just stir, because I do not, like I said, want the eggs to sit in a hot spot and just cook. So the faster you can kind of stir it in and incorporate it, the better. Okay. Now, you know what? I'm going to put in my salt and my nutmeg at this point, too. So I'm going to take a hefty pinch of salt, hit it into the gnocchi. I've got a little nutmeg grater with some whole nutmeg here. I'm just going to hit it with some of that. You can omit the nutmeg if you don't have it handy or if it's just too much of a hassle. Or you don't have to use whole nutmeg either and a grater. You can just use, you know, pre-grated nutmeg. I won't tell anybody. Okay. Mix that in. That just gives it a nice little sweet, spicy undercurrent there. Okay. All right. So to recap one more time, boiled the milk, added the semolina flour, mixed it until it started pulling away from the sides and sort of holding its shape. And that was about 5 or 6 minutes. And then added the melted butter, stirred that in, added the grated Parmesan cheese, stirred that in, tempered the eggs with a little bit of the gnocchi mixture, and then mixed that in off the heat, and then added some salt and nutmeg. Again, hit over to the show notes for all those steps. So now what we're going to do is I've got my baking dish into which I'm just going to put a little bit of water just to kind of coat the bottom of the pan. That'll help the gnocchi come out later. And I'm going to now take the gnocchi mixture and pour it. And it's going to come out. It doesn't really pour. I guess it comes out almost more like a batter or like a dough, kind of a cross between the two. If you got anything sticking to the pan, just don't scrape that up with it. It should come off fairly easily. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a spatula. I'm going to dampen it with a little bit of water. And then I'm going to use it to spread the gnocchi out in the pan to a nice even thickness. And I'm going to shoot for, it's going to be fairly thin because this is a big pan. Now, I don't have to go clear to the edges if I can get to a thickness I want. But keep your spatula wet and it should spread fairly easily. Just run under a little water. Any type of spatula will work. I'm actually just using an offset spatula, kind of a wide offset spatula that I would use maybe to decorate a cake or frost a cake rather. I'm just using that to push the gnocchi down into the pan. What we're going to do later after this is chilled is we're going to take some round cookie cutters and we're going to cut discs out, and that will form the basis of what we're going to use to bake after this firms up. Like I said, you can do this up to 24 hours in advance. So if you're hosting a dinner party and you're using this as one of your courses, or a brunch and you want to do this the night before, certainly could do that. You could certainly do it the morning of your dinner party or whatever. That would work just fine. Okay, pretty good shape here. We're probably spread out in this pan to, I don't know, half an inch thick perhaps, all the way around, and it is spread to the sides pretty well. So into the fridge this goes. I'm just going to do the 1 hour treatment for this. And at this point, you will have a break, but it won't feel like a break because I will be back in just a couple of minutes and we'll continue on making our semolina gnocchi. All right, see you in a few. All right, everybody, welcome back. We are going to do the second phase of this semolina gnocchi dish. I've had the gnocchi in the fridge chilling for about an hour, and I just went ahead and popped it out. Now, what we're going to do next is we're actually going to cut it into shapes, pop it into a baking dish, and then, of course, bake it in the oven. So to that end, I've preheated my oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Now here's what we're going to do. I don't have a cookie cutter handy. I didn't want to dig them out because I'm lazy like that and they're back in a cupboard somewhere. So actually I've got just a 3-inch egg cooking ring that I'm going to use, that I think will work just fine. Feel free to use whatever you've got. It doesn't have to be perfect. And in fact, if you don't want to cut anything out and you don't really care exactly how these look, you could just take like a table knife and cut them in the little squares by running the knife through the gnocchi, because it will hold its shape now. It's kind of firmed up. I'm going to take a picture of it as well so you can kind of see what it looks like now that it's out of the fridge. It's a little bit rough around the edges, but it's going to work out just fine for our purposes here. Actually, you know what? I'm not going to use that egg ring because it's not perfectly round on the outside. So I'm just going to grab a glass, same size, 3-inch opening. So yeah, I'm just going to use a regular drinking glass to cut my gnocchi out with. Real quick before I get to that, depending on how you're going to bake the gnocchi depends on what you might want to do to your baking dish. I mentioned earlier more melted butter. If you were just going to bake these gnocchi straight without any accompanying sauce, you'd want to butter your baking dish with a little bit of melted butter before you lay down your cutout gnocchi into it. Otherwise, it'll stick to the bottom of the dish. You could use cooking spray as well. I just use butter. If you're going to use something like a red sauce or maybe a pesto sauce, I'm just going to do mine with a basic red sauce. Any red sauce will do, whatever you like, homemade, store-bought, whatever. Pesto the same. I would put a layer of that on the bottom of the baking dish onto which you will lay your gnocchi. If you wanted to do something like a cheese Alfredo sauce sort of a thing, then I would butter the bottom of your dish, lay your gnocchi in, and then probably put the Alfredo sauce on top. It just kind of depends on what you're going for. What I'm going to be doing today is red sauce on the bottom of the baking dish, the gnocchi layered in, and then a little bit of Parmesan cheese sprinkled over the top. And I'll let that bake that way. When I serve it, I could serve it with a little additional red sauce or whatever other garnish I'd like. Okay, first things first, I'm gonna ladle a little bit of red sauce into this pan and then spread it around. I just want a good coating all over the bottom here. So we're probably talking a few cups of red sauce. So this is an 8x11 pan or something like that. So you want, you know, like a quarter of an inch maybe of sauce around the bottom. Okay, now I'm going to cut out my gnocchi and I'm going to start layering it into the dish. Let's see how my plan to use a drinking glass is going to work. It's working. The thing is, the gnocchi's not going to pop out. It'll stay in the pan. And then you're just going to use like a little spatula to kind of get in there and pop them out. And then, of course, depending on the size of your cut and the pan, you're going to have some gnocchi left over. So you might want to even go back and do smaller cuts to use up as much as of that as you want. And that's where using like the cutting with a knife and just cutting it into squares, you probably won't have any waste at all. So these are kind of thick. I'm just going to go ahead and now pop my circular cuts out. I'm laying them in the red sauce, and I'm just kind of overlapping them a little bit side by side here. So I lay one in towards the end, right? And then I take another one and I kind of lay it to where it's just like, you know, 20% over the other one. Same with the third one. Okay, let's see here. I think I'm going to be able to get one more out of there. I have an ugly one, but it'll do. Okay, so I've got 8 gnocchi in the dish. I am now going to take my Parmesan cheese. Actually, you know what? I think I'm going to take a little bit of butter and drizzle it over the top as well. Just grab a tablespoon and do that. I didn't use it for the bottom, so I think I'll use it for the top. Just give it a... I mean, it's a rich dish, so why not go all out, right? So I'm just drizzling a little melted butter over the gnocchi. I'll take a picture of this real quick too. See what I'm talking about. And then I'm going to go ahead and sprinkle my Parmesan cheese all over it. And then into the oven, this is going to go uncovered for about 15 or 20 minutes. What I really want is the cheese to start browning up and getting some color to it. I mean, the gnocchi itself, of course, is already cooked. The sauce, of course, is already cooked. So there's no real need to cook anything. Nothing in here is raw, but I want to get some color and some heat now. Of course, the gnocchi's been cooled down. So into the oven it goes, and then I'll be back with you in about 15 minutes, and we'll take a look at what we've got with this semolina gnocchi. Talk to you in a few minutes. All right, everybody, I'm back. We've had the gnocchi in the oven now for about 20 minutes. I'm going to pop it out and let's take a look at it. Smells good. Ooh, the sauce is bubbling. Yes, this is perfect. The cheese is just starting to get a little bit of color, as is the edge of the gnocchi. Oh my gosh, that smells amazing. So this creamy, sort of mild gnocchi that's been topped with some Parmesan cheese and is laying in a bed of bubbling hot marinara sauce, essentially, is going to be fantastic. I would just, if I was going to serve this right now, I would just take a couple of these out, put them on a plate with a little extra of the red sauce, maybe drizzled underneath or on top, maybe a little extra Parmesan cheese, but it's going to be fantastic. I'll take a picture real quick so you can kind of see how this turned out. And then, yeah, that's it. That is semolina gnocchi, Roman gnocchi, whatever you want to call it. Very versatile dish, lots of different sauces and flavors you can use this with, and very, very easy to make and somewhat impressive for a brunch or a dinner party. Once again, head over to the show notes. I'll remind you what those are in just a moment if you'd like the recipe and the photos for this recipe. Semolina gnocchi. All right, everybody. All right, everybody, I hope you enjoyed that Let's Cook episode, semolina gnocchi. A lot of fun, and it sounds like a lot of work. It's not really a lot of work so much as it just takes a little bit of attention. And, you know, you can't really walk away while you're cooking this dish, at least during the active cooking part. So there's plenty of time when the dish is chilling and whatnot that you don't have to be paying attention. But it's really not a difficult dish to master, and I would encourage you to give it a shot. If it sounds remotely interesting, if you like things like polenta or grits or things like that, I think you might find this right up your alley. Again, the show notes, just to remind you, are at kitchencounterpodcast.com/151. That will get you to the recipe and a few other things I've tucked into the show notes that I mentioned in the show, like a little video on how to separate yolks from the rest of the egg. So KitchenCounterPodcast.com/151 to find that. All right, everybody, you know, that's going to do it for another episode of the Kitchen Counter Podcast. Thanks for coming along on this Let's Cook episode. Had a lot of fun making that semolina gnocchi. Stay tuned because there will be lots more Let's Cook episodes coming up over the next few months. I'm also going to be getting that pasta episode out fairly soon, so keep your eyes peeled for that.
Once again, feedback at kitchencounterpodcast.com. If you'd like to email me questions or comments or just want to say hi, I love hearing from you and learning more about where you're at in your journey to become a better home cook. All right, everybody. Once again, I'm Roger with the Kitchen Counter Podcast. And until next time, happy cooking.